Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
RoosPack.com, and I got to tell you, I'd probably read 100 history books or more by the time I was 12 years old, but the more you know, the more you don't know. And then by the time I was probably 16, 17 and first saw their quarterly intelligence review and was reading it, I knew so much history. I was like, oh, I've read this, I've read that. It was like most of it I knew was accurate. The parts I didn't know was accurate because I just didn't have the historical knowledge yet. It was gray area for me because I hadn't discovered it separately for myself yet. But the way they put it all together and what they lay out is really helped me understand how the world works. And the funny part is, from the John Birch Society angle, which people can claim is connected to whatever, they told a lot of the truth of what was going on. But I think when you get to the end of the day, there isn't really a left or right. There's, are you pro-humanity, pro-civilization, or are you pro-war economy, genocide, death, control? We got 4 minutes left, Lyndon LaRouche. Thank you for your time. Make the point you were saying about what we need to do, solutions now with the economy, ideas, how we stop this madness.
First of all, impeach this president. That's the first thing you have to do. And the ability, the grounds for doing so more than richly exists. All right, then we have to think about how are we going to take the economy, for example, the European economy is collapsing. The transatlantic region is a disaster area in terms of economy. My view is, I'll just summarize it this way, there's one thing we could do. And that is if we could start a program of recovery, which could be started now, with getting this guy out. We would then think of taking our middle of the United States, the Mississippi West area. We've lost our food supply. Our food supply has been destroyed by this operation, by these kinds of operations. So we've got, again, we've got to get the food supply in there. We've got to rebuild some of our economy. We don't have the ability to maintain our own population. That's what's happened. Now, then what do? Well, we go across the Asian region, into Asia. We cross there. We start again, thermonuclear fusion as a driver program. That is absolutely indispensable for the survival of civilization on the planet as a whole. It will take time to get there, maybe probably 10 years before we could actually...
But giant, peaceful Manhattan projects, advanced technologies, cleaner energies, R&D, the opposite of what the neo-feudalists want.
Yes, well, there are very specific things. Thermonuclear fusion, which has been suppressed... We have a miniature version of thermonuclear fusion, which is now. But the actual, what is required as thermonuclear fusion to ensure the survival of mankind on this planet is something we've got to get. But we have to start the program now, get the program moving, a recovery program immediately. Throw Obama out, agree to go ahead with the recovery program immediately, get our food supply, which has been destroyed, in the middle of the United States.
And if we just back off from World War III, the whole world will give a sigh of relief. It'll create confidence and investment and true globalism, people working together.
Absolutely. It is possible. It's something I'm very much concerned about. My associates, for example, involved with this. We're concerned with this program. Thermonuclear fusion is an absolute requirement for the preservation of the human species.
Okay, well, yes, sir. Thank you so much for your gracious time. LaRouchePack.com, Lyndon LaRouche. Are there other sites or other things you would point out for people to visit?
Yes.
I know that you've also got the publication site. People can link through right there at LaRouchePack.com. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
All right, we'll talk to him again in the future. Lyndon LaRouche, ladies and gentlemen. That guy is really interesting. Reagan thought he was interesting. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. And we're going to get into the whole Second Amendment and the fight for our civil rights to self-defense. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I'm here with Rosanna, a finance and marketing professional, so she can tell you what a white smile means in business.
When you see a person in business smile, you can actually see their confidence shine through. A whiter smile means success. It means people look at you and say, you care about yourself, and more importantly, care about your work.
The good news is the PowerSwabs teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. In fact, PowerSwabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and that's it. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind and into my head. It's a no-born, it's a not-born, it's a young step, but out of my head.
Well, they ignored it yesterday. But when the mighty, almighty, when it comes to news, DrudgeReport.com made it their front top mega link today at DrudgeReport.com. They had to respond, and Chase Bank claims concern about capital controls is an overreaction. Financial analyst Salente calls new draconian measures unprecedented. Yeah, even from the perspective of you're like Bank of America 2 years ago when they tried to put $5 fees to use your own debit card. Because, see, money's so worthless now, they devalued it so much. It's only good to get us to, you know, kill ourselves for them for peanuts. And they use taxes to control the economy. But above the real economy, that's only like $14, $15 trillion a year here, there is the $100 trillion, $200 trillion North American derivatives market every year. And globally, $1.5 quadrillion total, just in overhang. They don't need the $100,000 you've been saving for 10 years for retirement. They don't need that anymore. And so they're saying, you're going to pay us basically to have money in our bank account. You're going to pay us to use it. But just from the angle of them saying, okay, all our business account holders, you can't wire money out of the country. You can only wire it in. And if you have cash transactions, period, that's not 50,000 at a time in a month or 50,000 over a month. It's most even small restaurants. I mean, I know people that own like taco shacks and stuff that make like $100,000 a month total in gross cash because people tend to use, you know, $5 bill for a couple tacos or whatever. Their profit might be 60 cents a taco. They're barely making it, working, you know, 12 hours a day running a taco shack. One of my friends, you know, does okay doing it. But he puts $100,000 a month in the deal. No, you're not going to be at Chase anymore. And it's worse than that, folks, because other big banks, and I'm working on this right now. It'd already be a big national story, but I've been so busy I haven't. I've nailed it down, but I got to get the name straight. I got to get the authorization. I got a big breaking TSA story that I forgot to pull the trigger on this morning. That's so big. I should have pulled the trigger on it this morning. I dropped the ball. My problem is I got so many big stories coming in, I can't even keep track of it right now. In fact, I'll talk to Don Salazar during the break. He's been waiting. He was up here late last night working on it. He's been waiting all day for me to come approve it, and I need to proofread it. Not proofread it. He's a great writer, doesn't make typos. I mean, I've got to check because it's a secret source. I just want to look at it because it's a clandestine type deal. So just have him print me that, actually, since it's not online yet, and I'll read it and then approve it. It should be ready by the bottom of the hour. Big TSA news. I mean, I'll just go ahead and tell you what it is. I can't believe this is so insane. And what's dangerous is we are becoming like a major source because the mainstream media isn't real media. They won't report on anything. They won't ask real questions anymore. So people are coming to us. We're going to go to our guest here. It's just that Chase is now responding and saying it's no big deal that we're doing this. Well, just on the basis of the war on cash and the war on business owners, including businesses I know people that are turning over tens of millions a year, that Chase is saying you're not going to be able to do wires, you're not going to be able to, be able to have cash with us, and we're going to charge you even when you try to get a fancy international account with us, still there's going to be restrictions. And then now it's coming in that other big banks, people have called other big banks, and they said, well, we weren't going to announce this yet, but the word is it's coming by December. Chase is just doing it earlier, testing the whole thing on the 17th of November. And so this just absolutely illustrates a very serious situation. I haven't gotten to Obama's bombshell statements from earlier. We'll do this after we talk to some guests that are coming up. Obama came out this morning while I was live in the first hour, and said, talk radio, don't listen to them, don't listen to alternative press. Obama says, ignore bloggers, activists, and radio talk show hosts demanding fiscal sanity. Unbelievable. It's a war on the real press. That's a Kurt Nemo article. Just absolutely insane. But update, Chase Bank limits withdrawals, bans international wire transfers. Drudge has the headline now. It's moved to the right-hand side. Chase fees on cash, limits withdrawals on some accounts. U.S. watchings for signs of Israeli strike on Iran. I mean, this is just the insanity we're dealing with. So we'll add that update to the article that's on Drudge, where Chase is now responding. I want to shift gears now to Murdoch Pisgotti. Don'tComply.com, which is a great alternative, liberty-minded news site. And he's the guy taking on the volunteer effort to honcho the thousands of patriots that are set to show up down in San Antonio. You know, I don't do a lot of speeches. I don't go out in public a lot. I'm busy. I do digital media. But I'm going to San Antonio to go down there and cover it. Jakari Jackson, David Knight, and others are going down there 10 o'clock a.m. this Saturday in San Antonio, in front of the Alamo, because this is the real God-given civil rights movement. Sitting at the front of the bus, that's civil rights. Going in and saying, I'm going to eat at the lunch counter, forcing criminal laws to be repealed, that's what we're talking about. In this case, Gandhi marching to the sea to collect salt that was illegal, you had to buy it from the British government. Texas, it's legal to open carry a rifle, not a handgun, folks. I wouldn't bring those unless you're concealed carry. And it's got to be concealed. We're trying to get that law repealed because that's unconstitutional. But they've been arresting people like Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham is going to be popping in. He's in court right now with the criminal charges of legally carrying his M4 with his son on a rural road for his, I guess it was Eagle Scout or whatever badges. So we've got that going on. I want to be able to walk down by my ranch. The cops pull over and freak out on you in East Texas now. You don't walk around with a gun in Texas. People think we're so free, we're actually pathetic compared to places like Arizona. I'll just be honest. I love Texas, folks. I've been telling me he's been here since before it was Texas with Mexican land grants. So that's going on. He's going to be down there. You're going to have the land commissioner who called the police chief's bluff and said, look, it's illegal for you to say people can't have guns. Plus the Alamo State property, I say I'm over that. They can be on the Alamo property. So the police chief backed off. He was in the paper yesterday. And he said, oh, we're not enemies with the gun owners. We're all on the same side. Good. We force you to do the right thing and say you're with the Second Amendment, you're with the law, you're with George Washington, you're with Colonel Travis. Because 1776 started when they came to take the guns, and 1836 started when they came to take the guns at Gonzales and Goliad and other places. And up in northeast Texas where Travis took on a bunch of people and beat them, so they said, you're Colonel, go on down there. And the Mexican government had a bunch of Anglo mercenary enforcers, too, that Travis and others helped take out. And the media won't tell you Hispanics were about a third of the revolution against Santa Anna. They don't want everybody to come together. This is for everybody this Saturday, for the Second Amendment, non-political. And we want to bring up Murdoch Pisgotti. Good job at don'tcomply.com, buddy. Tell us what's coming up this Saturday at 10 a.m. in front of the Alamo, the line in the sand there. Again, we've already made them back off by forcing the issue. We salute you, buddy. Tell us what's coming up with the event that you've organized and are honchoing.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. I'm happy to be on the show. We're real excited about this event this weekend. To be at an event with this many people of like-minded patriots is just going to be amazing. Everyone should come on out. It's going to be from 10 to 2 o'clock. We're going to have some great speakers lined up, and we're going to be there all exercising our Second Amendment rights and showing the police and the public that we can open carry, that we can be responsible, law-abiding gun citizens, gun owners. And so everybody needs to come out. We've got safety crews in place doing chamber checks for anyone that has any concerns on that. There's going to be escorts from the nearby parking garages. Look for the guys with the reflective armbands. It's going to be a real family-oriented event. It's going to be safe. Everybody should come out and bring their family, friends, and coworkers.
Sure, and it's important to do all these safety checks and stuff because we're at the highest level of safety and standards, just like concealed carry holders have the lowest crime rates and frustrate crimes now 44 times, I think the number is, for every time a gun's used in a crime. So we're absolutely turning the tide against the crime, down 49%. Give us a list of speakers and the itinerary and tell us about the march that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got everybody from Jerry Patterson, Dwayne Duvall, Matt McCall, Mike Vanderbo, C.J. Gresham's going to be there speaking, as well as myself, as well as you, Alex, and Kathy Glass, Jay Stang, Stuart Rhodes, and I believe Stuart Rhodes is going to give a little time to one of the World War II veterans and let him have a little time on stage as well. There about 12:30, we're going to take the whole crowd and direct everybody towards Travis Park. And we're going to march that way under weight of arms. And once we get there, we're going to have kind of a little town hall meeting where everybody's going to get a minute to kind of say what's on their mind and just kind of gather around there in the park under the statue. And we're going to then take the tour down by one of the police stations and circle it back around towards the Alamo.
Unbelievably American, pro-human, pro-liberty, the example of what this country's really founded on, and human liberty throughout the ages, what humans have fought for. This is a nonpartisan, everybody's invited who supports liberty and who supports freedom. Everybody needs to come out to this, and even if you're not in Texas and can't make it, InfoWars Nightly News will have big excerpts of the stump speeches. That's what I really want to hear of all the average folks that are out there, because you guys are my heroes. People that are doing open carry are the true Rosa Parks of our age. You are showing that the Second Amendment exists, and it's not dirty, it's not bad, and a right not exercised is like a muscle. It isn't a muscle. It's atrophied. It's paralyzed. You are breathing life back into the Republic, Murdoch, and we salute you and everybody else involved in heading up these organizations.
Thank you very much. You know, our goals of educating the public and the police on the current laws have been going so well that we've now moved on to our next goal of changing the current laws in Texas to reflect, you know, the true intention of the Second Amendment, where it states shall not be infringed. And, you know, and as we run into resistance in certain towns like San Antonio, well, then we organize an event like this Come and Take It San Antonio, line in the sand. And we show them that it shall not be infringed.
Well said. All right, Murdoch Pizzgatti, great to have you on with us. Look forward to meeting you down there. We'll be right back with more of the folks that are involved in this. It's historic. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. We're on the march.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life-building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer but the fool.
Well, so we got that breaking TSA news that a little bird told us about in the Federal Record. It will be breaking on air coming up. In the next segment, this is breaking news that is bombshell You think our J.P. Morgan Chase story is bombshell? This is as bombshell. I cannot believe we are the source for all this stuff. Let's go to Terry Holcomb, a great guy who's been in studio several times. He heads up TexasCarry.org. And we're going to try to get C.J. Grisham on, who's in court right now for carrying a rifle loaded in a rural area with his son. The police just said, we don't care, and arrested him on video. That's got like 9 million views or something on YouTube. So he's a real hero. He's an active duty master sergeant. We ought to get him on sometime to tell war stories. Man, that guy has seen so much combat. It's so highly decorated. I would really like, just not want to hear about blood and guts, but how interesting it is, 19 years in the U.S. Army, because I've got family that's been in the Army that long and are similar rank to him, but in special operations. They won't tell me anything. They say it's, anyway, side issue. They say it's national security, but I bet a regular Army sergeant could tell us some stories. Going to Terry Holcomb, TexasCarry.org, buddy. This is a big deal. I'm really excited about the fact that the police did the right thing and basically told the police chief that they weren't going to be part of arresting people for legal stuff, and that now the police chief says that, quote, we're all on the same side. That's a victory. That's what you guys are trying to do, is just normalize what is already our God-given right and what's already law.
Thank you for having me, Alex. And that's true. This is a small victory and a very big battle. While we're all excited about the progress we're making in San Antonio, I'm not real convinced that I agree with, you know, Chief McManus, that this isn't, as he quoted it, an us versus them, because, you know, the city ordinances in San Antonio are still in place. They are 100% unlawful. They go above and beyond the local government code, which we know is against law. And they haven't repealed those yet. So this is a great victory and we're excited about it. And they basically have no choice but to follow the law Saturday. We still have a lot of work to do.
Exactly. But I'm saying, like Gandhi marching to the sea, it was illegal for people to collect salt. They had to buy it from the British government at exorbitant prices. When hundreds of thousands marched with him, starting only as a few, and gathered the salt, that was the beginning of the end. Just pointing out that we called your bluff, there is a Second Amendment, and making them back off. Thousands need to show up tomorrow. This is the spirit. This is the idea that will turn the tide.
And we have people coming from all over the country, not just here in Texas. We're getting support nationally, and it is a very exciting thing. And we're all waiting to hear on CJ's verdict. Everybody's sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for the jury to come out, so we're excited about that as well. And then we've got to take the battle to Austin. We're going to have to go to the Capitol and deal with the lawless DPS up there, and we're going to have to do this all over again.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about C.J. Grisham and how much I admire him. Of all the battlefields he's been on, supposedly for this country, some good wars, some bad, he's here now for America facing jail time for doing something legally and lawfully with his son for a merit badge in the middle of nowhere marching through the countryside. He's standing up in America for our rights. He's a true hero.
He is. And CJ, you know, this is so fitting to have CJ at the Alamo. He is the spirit of the Alamo. And he is a true modern-day Texas patriot that is putting it all on the line. Too many people, you know, sit out there and complain and want to do things on the computer. And CJ is out there fighting the fight, putting everything at risk, putting it all on the line for everyone's freedom. And I have the utmost admiration and respect for CJ.
And he's facing some serious jail time. Tell us the details of that.
Yeah, they charged him, and they've changed the charge so many times, it's hard to keep up with it. But it's either rudely displaying a weapon, or resisting arrest at the beginning, but they knew that was never going to fly, so they changed it, and then they changed it again. And so I'm pretty sure that the end charge was rudely displaying or resisting arrest for search or something like that. But we're confident he's going to get off. We're confident that the jury is going to acquit him. But this is just evidence of things that are going on all over the state. This isn't isolated. This happened in McAllen. This happened in Temple. This is happening in San Antonio.
Listen, we've got a ranch we've had since like 1829 when this was Mexico, and they now send game wardens in off-season to demand to look at our guns. And if you walk down the street with a shotgun, they harass you. And this country's in trouble.
This country is in real trouble, and this Second Amendment battle is a real battle. It's not
people misplace it. There's a lot of pro-gun people out there that are not Second Amendment. They don't believe in liberty and freedom.
That's right. We either get on the offense and take it back or we're going to lose everything. Stay there. I've got a special report coming up, too, that Jakari did with David Knight on Mr. Grisham. We'll see if he comes out anytime now and joins us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses.
We're going to finish up here with Terry Holcomb of TexasTXCarry.org. And then C.J. Grisham is in court right now waiting for the jury to come back on whether he's going to, I guess, go to jail for years for legally carrying a M4 semi-auto strapped to his chest without a round in the chamber, totally legal, lawful, with his son. Cops pulled up, got in his face, took him to jail. And they're very proud of themselves because only they can have guns. Everybody else is just a slave. I know most police I know are actually disgusted by activity like this, but we got to push back or it's only going to get worse. And then after our guest leaves us, we're going to play a special short report with C.J. Grisham, who I do think is the hero of this whole thing. People like him. Austinites getting arrested as well for legal, lawful guns downtown. State police knowing it was a set rally with the Texas Historical Committee. Even on top of it, and their thing was, I don't care, we're taking you to jail. So we're going to get updates from Terry Holcomb on that as well, because he's going through all this as well and has been in studio with us breaking down what's going on with his group. But internal TSA documents, body scanners, pat-downs, not for terrorists. And these are internal TSA documents that have come out in court and then been posted to the federal court websites. No one picked this up. We picked it up. And TSA's administrative record admits invasive security procedures are ineffective and security theater. We have the quotes. This is them admitting all of it is not for terrorists. But it's a federal power grab bombshell. Infowars.com. It's going up on PrisonPlanet.com right now as well. Adon Salazar. We'll get some experts on about this in the next few days as well. I'm going to give you more on that in just a moment. But a devastating blow if we force this news out in the open. Going back to Terry Holcomb. Terry, other points you'd like to make about the arrests that were made in Austin, where all that's going in the civil rights movement, the Second Amendment?
And of course, we had two veterans, you know, Scott Liberty and Gary Hayes, and then myself, which were arrested at the Capitol for carrying pre-1899 replica black powder revolvers. All of us, they haven't even charged Gary Hayes yet, so they're playing hide and seek with him. And then with myself and Scott Liberty, we both showed up to pretrial hearings two Fridays ago, and the DAs haven't even filed the cases, so they're playing cat and mouse with us as well. And so we're rescheduled, and we're going to continue to fight that battle, and we're going to win. We have the Attorney General's office working on these things as well. They're going to be getting some opinions out on some of these disorderly conduct codes that law enforcement is unlawfully using.
And by the way, the administrators in Austin, they're not all bad, but a lot of them are hardcore Democratic Party operatives. That's on record. I've read about them doing stuff like they'll never let you know, and then they'll wait a year or two to the statute of limitations. They'll file it the week before and send it to a wrong address on purpose so that you can't respond and then claim that you're absconding. I mean, they'll try all sorts of dirty tricks.
Yeah, and we're all on top of that. We're keeping a very close eye on it. Our legal defense teams are keeping a very close eye on that. They're not going to get over on us. We're more than prepared for them. We're not going to go away. We're not going to back down. We're not going to shut up, and we're not going to sit down. We're coming at them with everything that we have, and if they want to continue these unlawful acts, we'll be more than happy to oblige them in the battle. I want to thank C.J. Grisham. I want to thank all the patriots that are out there fighting this fight in San Antonio, October the 19th, this Saturday at 10 a.m., you know, draw a line in the sand event. You know, we're going to be there lawfully exercising our rights, and we're going to show up by well over 1,000 people are going to be there. And this is a movement that came out of CJ's arrest, and it's a movement that's going to continue until we win. The legislators need to pay attention because we're not going to stop and we're not going to give up.
And by the way, for folks that don't know, I've studied this historically. This isn't hype. This is Lexington Concord level. This is Alamo level. This is the stuff that led up to things like that. If we don't exercise this openly, this is what I'm going to speak briefly about at the event. I'm mainly there to film people because I want to put it in Obama deception, too. If we don't peacefully exercise these rights now, these scoundrels are going to start a civil war and come after us. We have a responsibility to try to peacefully exercise these rights before they actually try to drop the hammer on everybody. And for most pro-gun people, they are just pro-gun and like guns. They're not actual Second Amendment people, and they're not doing their duty that was paid for with literally millions of gallons of blood, not just here but all over the world, by people that have died so they can be armed and not be slaves and defend themselves. And this is so historic that the war against the British Crown that never been beaten started when they came to take the guns in the colonies. People were happy under the Mexican government until the dictator Santa Anna took over and was trying to enslave everybody and had a bunch of mainly criminals out of the United States that he hired to go around robbing people and tax collecting. That was actually his main force, was actually out of other states, not even out of Mexico. And they have so distorted history on that, and they came to take the guns. And at first it was, don't have your guns in town, don't be public. In fact, that's what they first said. You can have them at your ranch house. And then it was, now you can't have guns, period. Well, people need to know just to live and defend themselves and hunt. It's the same story. We think of William Travis and all them as these legendary characters, and they were just because they wouldn't back down. And we think of Sam Houston and George Washington. We are their descendants spiritually, if not even physically. We must now stand. So when people tell me I'm a hero, I get upset by it. I think you are a hero once you've been arrested and are going through this, you yourself. But the point is, I'm not a hero. I'm trying to stop total takeover. I'm actually covering my butt. I'm actually trying to preserve my future and my children. I'm not doing this because I'm some hero. I don't particularly like having to do it. But I understand if I don't, it's 100 times worse for my children. And so I'm 100% just like Travis was. And we've got to decide we are William Travis. We are William Barrett Travis. All of us, we're taking action. And I want to see 10,000 people down there, not 1,000, this Saturday. You cannot watch the UT football game, Austinites. Even if you don't come down there with a gun, come down there with a rifle. Don't come down there with a handgun. That'll violate the unconstitutional law. I want to see you there, 10 a.m. No excuses. Go ahead, Terry, with final comments.
Final comment. I want to thank Jerry Patterson. Jerry Patterson has put a lot of personal capital on the line for this movement. He is one of the few elected officials that are in this fight with us. He is telling folks that if you're offended by this, too bad. I mean, he is coming out as a strong, true patriot, and we would have had a difficult time with this event had he not helped us. So I want to thank him. I want to thank you, Alex, for all of your help with the event. I want to thank all of the open carry groups that are working with us and fighting this fight. And don't give up. We're going to keep going. I want to thank CJ and Scott Liberty and Gary Hayes. All of these folks are putting it on the line, and I want to thank everyone. And, yes, we need 10,000 there. So many of your listeners can come down there and bring their long guns or their black powder revolvers. Come on and be a part of history, because we are making history on Saturday, October the 19th, from 10 o'clock till 2.
I agree with you. And again, we are the media, too. The First Amendment is just as important as the Second. Whether you've got a little blog or you go shoot a video for the first time, put it on YouTube. If there's any mainstream media there that tries to distort things, we'll be there to show what they've really done. We need the First Amendment to be exercised as well, not just the Second.
Yes, sir. That is exactly right. And we need to exercise right with everything we have. We don't need to behave like sheep. We need to stand fearless, we need to stand strong, and we need to stand true, and we do not need to waver on our convictions.
That's right. And by Sunday after this, on the Sunday show, I want to get you guys back on for the aftermath of some of the video that Jakari and David and others are going to be down there shooting. I'll be there as well. And I am coming with a rifle strapped to my back, folks. I'm not just going to go down there with the First Amendment. So this is it. And I want to see everybody down there. And we need to do this more and more. Exercise our rights or lose them. I want to give you the hotline number here, because if they go ahead and convict C.J. Grisham, because they may have a rigged jury there in Bell County, I doubt they will, but if they do and he can't talk to us, I know you're in contact with his family and stuff, Terry. So we're going to give you the hotline, because they can be coming out with a verdict any time now. And so as soon as you know about that, if he's unable to call us, please call into the hotline, Terry.
Okay.
All right, there he goes, Terry, with Texans, txcarry.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex.
Folks, this is history that is happening here, ladies and gentlemen. We just heard from CJ. He just called in while I was doing that. Oh, he's texting us. He's still in court, doesn't know what's going on yet. So he's got our hotline, right? Fantastic. Good job, guys. All right, so we'll find out from CJ Grisham what will happen. I mean, it's such an upside-down world, folks, where They take your kids. If your kid breaks their finger on a jungle gym, even if there's witnesses that it was at a jungle gym at the park, or if they give your kid vaccines and they have a convulsion, they take your kids. Or, you know, I mean, no due process. I see these cases all the time where they'll test a mother's blood when she comes in to get a blood test for insurance, and don't tell her, if we find even marijuana in your blood, we're going to come take all your kids. And then they take the kids and give them to convicted drug dealers and child rapists, sometimes at the same time. You'll have a sex offender drug dealer over the kids, and that's okay. We just take your kid because you smoke marijuana. It's just insane. And I'm just thinking about all the attacks we put up with, and it's the same thing with the guns. You haven't committed any crime. You're legally carrying a rifle in Texas. In the case of C.J. Grisham, in the middle of nowhere, to get a merit badge with his son. And the issue was, is that, go ahead. Special report's pretty good. C.J. Grisham does go into town with an M4 to exercise. It does have opencarrytexas.org. And his other time when he's not being a master sergeant in the U.S. Army, 19 years. And in between doing all that, he didn't even think this was an open carry deal. He just is used to marching with a full pack and a gun, had his son marching with a full pack for his merit badge. I think they said it was a 15-mile hike. Was that merit badge? With a full, I think it was 50-pound pack. And then here comes the police in the middle of Texas farmland, in the middle of nowhere. And the cops just feel so good. They're so satisfied with what they're doing. I mean, these people really are sad excuses for Texans, much less human beings. I mean, it's just disgusting. And they're so sure of themselves. They're the good guy. They're, you know, we're scaring people. Somebody drove by and saw you with a gun. And I tell you, nothing against Californians. We're in a lot of stations in California. It's a beautiful state. I have a lot of friends out there. But there's an exodus out of California. The mayor of L.A. admits they're imploding because of everybody leaving L.A., the entertainment industry with the taxes and everything. But Californians are moving in all over Bell County. They're moving in all over Travis and Hays County. And everyone I know, almost, that I talk to that has 10 acres to 100 acres in the middle of nowhere, the Californians always, who did it, California? They move in, you're shooting guns in your backyard or target practicing, the police are called, and the state police, the local police come, and folks, they take your guns. And they put you in jail saying you scared the neighbor. They use some rudely displaying or in a manner to cause alarm. So if the Californian gets scared and you're on, I talked to a guy who has a 240-acre ranch shed. He was a manager at a restaurant. He even said I could say his name, but then I lost the car. I wasn't getting him on. And the state police came out, and they were shooting at their shooting range. And the family's had the property for a long time. The shooting range has been there for like 50 years, you know, just out in the back. And they took him to jail. State police did. In fact, I know a pretty famous gun person. In fact, I can have him on anytime I want. I haven't even called him to get him on, but I live pretty close to him. Not too close, but I know folks that do live right by him that know him, and I've talked to him. He's had the police at his ranch for shooting guns. I mean, they show up every time he legally shoots guns. He's got a California neighbor calls the cops on him. These people aren't going to stop. And let me tell you, out in the middle of Texas, out in Bell County, Californian drives by and sees your gun, you're going to prison. It doesn't matter if there's a law. The cops are going to think something up on you. I mean, that's how screwed up this country is, ladies and gentlemen. This country is screwed up where I can't even 7 miles from a tiny town that doesn't even have a gas station is the nearest town. That gas station shut down. I can't walk down the street with a shotgun from one piece of our property over down to another to dove hunt or quail hunt. If a cop drives by, they'll ask me what I'm doing and call a game warden. Because you're scum. They're here to teach you. They own you and your family. And we need to teach them they work for us and they're engaged in criminal activity. And just because they got a Californian to point at us and say, witch, that's what they do. That person's a witch. Well, we'll burn them at the stake because you said so. They point at us and they go, gun! And they, I mean, you can't clean your gun in your garage in the countryside. You can't load it in your car. They're coming for you. They're coming. They get a call from a Californian, you're going to be under the jail. Because a Californian is a god. A California commie. And that's who they're putting in over Austin politics. They are the rulers. They are the god. They are the king. They are the masters. And like a disease, as California implodes, they fan out to wreck everything. They'll soon leave California. If they've wrecked it, we'll have to move to California. Because the vampires will suck it dry, then leave. We'll have to run to California next. It'll be the new Texas in 20 years. We'll actually collapse all the way into Mexico. Let's go to this report real quick as we go to break with C.J. Grisham. Here it is.
I can find out you can legally have a gun.
So you can just stop anybody in the world
for rudely displaying, yes.
Oh, how am I rudely displaying a gun? I'm walking.
My name's Jonathan Garcia. I'm with Open Carry Texas, and I'm out here today to show my support for Master Sergeant C.J. Grisham.
The Master Sergeant who was unlawfully arrested and disarmed over in Temple.
His trial starts today.
How are you feeling about proceedings so far?
Well, it's all been procedural right now, just picking a jury. I don't think I have anything to worry about. The facts are on my side, and the case is going to unfold that way, and I'm going to walk out of here a free man, and I can begin to hold the people accountable that put me through all this.
They asked the jury, who was familiar with the case, who's seen the video, about half of them stood up.
I think it was more than half. I think it was like 80% of the people stood up and said they were familiar with the case.
So do you think that's good, bad, indifferent?
You know, it's hard to tell. There are a lot of people who are familiar with the case that completely believe that I'm in the wrong. I call them statists, and then there are those that saw that I wasn't doing anything wrong at all. I call them constitutionalists. Saturday, open carry march on in San Antonio, line in the sand. We're going to be from 10 to 1 o'clock.
Folks, this full report will be on the nightly news tonight. And, stay with us. We'll be back. News and info that I'm sitting there looking at the clock wrong. We're going to play the rest of that on the nightly news coming up tonight. They were telling me the countdown left on the video, and I thought it was countdown up as it meshed with the time up there. I just got so much on my mind. Well, the story up on Infowars.com that we haven't even gotten to yet is big and is breaking. Internal TSA documents, body scanners, pat-downs, not for terrorists. They're to find if you're trying to get out of the country with some silver coins you own. And they're there to train your child that people in pot-bellied uniforms grab their genitals. As top psychiatrists and psychologists have said, it's pedophile training. It's there to break your will. And the federal documents show that. Up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. We'll be right back.
Now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Thank you.
Looking at the headlines up at drugsreport.com. Confidence restored. Chinese downgrade U.S. credit rating. Debt unlimited now, they're announcing. It's just you have to now just always increase the debt. That is how you don't raise the debt, as Obama said, is that you continue to increase it. And the Daily Caller reports there's no actual debt ceiling right now. That's right. Just make it unlimited. And meanwhile, Obama came out today. This video is up on Infowars.com. Kurt Nimmo wrote about it. Obama came out, our good old Obama. And he said to us that don't trust the blogs, don't trust the alternative media, don't trust talk radio. He means Alex Jones, Matt Drudge, Michael Savage. That's who they're talking about. That's who really worries him right there. I mean, I'm just telling you. Believe me, I'm not like bragging either. I don't really like being in this position. It's like brinksmanship and Russian roulette to even keep doing this. But whatever. I mean, I go to armed marches and everything. I'm just done being a slave, folks. I'm not going to live on my knees. I'm not going to let my forebears, my ancestors down. They were all tough as nails, and I'm nothing compared to them. At least I can do is fight these people. So let's go ahead and go to Obama saying don't listen to the alternative media because we're the real media. We are the media. Not his lying MSNBC that we've caught framing veterans in the new edited video. Here it is.
But all my friends in Congress, understand that how business is done in this town has to change.
Oh, yeah. Make 10 times worse like you do it?
Because we've all got a lot of work to do on behalf of the American people.
Business has to change.
The hard work of regaining their trust.
If he accelerates raping us financially with foreign banks?
Our system of self-government doesn't function without it. And now that the government is reopened and this threat to our economy is removed, all of us need to stop focusing on the lobbyists and the bloggers and the talking heads on radio and the professional activists who profit from conflict.
Oh, notice he mixed talk radio in with lobbyists.
Sent us here to do.
See how they do that?
And that's grow this economy. Create good jobs.
That's enough.
Strengthen the middle.
Get him off there. I mean, folks, the avowed plan is destroy all the economy they don't control, transfer it all over to Fortune 100, shut everything down, make us slaves. I mean, that's stated goal by Warren Turd Butt and all the rest of them. Warren Buffett, I mean, I just cannot handle it anymore. It's just ridiculous. Warren Buffett always poses with an ice cream cone on TV because, you know, he owns part of Dairy Queen. That's why I won't go there. It's fast food anyways. The point is that he always has an ice cream cone. Like I'm not threatening. I'm not a hardcore gangster with money laundering operations. I don't run drug cartels on record and fund these shipments and aircraft. I have an ice cream cone. Drug cartel, people all wear sombreros. You know, it is unbelievable how these people operate. Yeah, type in Warren Buffett, and it's every photo's with a stinking ice cream cone. Look, I'm an old nice man. Get in my car, little girl. I mean, it is just, come on, talk about a creep who gets my tax money. Let's just get him off there. I can't even look. Warren Buffett, I mean, really makes, because he's got that whole fake act, and I happen to know from sources what he's really like. I mean, the guy is a demon eugenicist with Bill Gates and just treats his family like absolute trash. And again, it's not that he's some hard businessman, tough guy, gets stuff done. No. He lives off the government and insider deals, and I have to be lectured by him. Okay, I didn't mean to get off on my pet peeve of Warren Buffett. It makes me very, very angry. The big story is up on Infowars.com. Internal TSA documents, body scanners, pat-downs, not for terrorists. We will have by the nightly news tonight what happened to Mr. Grisham and his trial up in Waco by Temple. Two towns are right beside each other. It's actually Bell County. We're going to get C.J. Grisham at least an update, if not on the Nightly News tonight. In fact, I think that's who they should probably interview. I know they have another interview set up, maybe an overdrive interview for the Nightly News, because we need to find out what happened to him in that court case. We'll be following that. And Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow. Pray for us. 11 a.m. Central. 11 a.m. Central at Infowars.com with a syndicated radio broadcast. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.